staying in their gaps and stopping Papineau.
Mortensen hands it off to Spengler, going around the left end, and he has room to run, and he's brought down just near the first down marker by Ostrowski. It's going to be a 9-yard gain, enough to move the chains. First and 10 from Central Lake's own 49-yard line.
Just waiting for Skyler Spangler to turn it into that extra gear. He's unable to shift into that next gear. And Ostrowski's able to make that tackle from behind, hanging on to the jersey. But I thought Spangler had a chance to get to the sideline and get up the left side. Unable to do so. Credit Zach Ostrowski for pulling him down, even though it was a first down for Central Lake.
First and 10. And Mortensen's going to keep for himself, and that did not bode well. He got barely back to the original line of scrimmage. As Cole Rumzik, Wyatt Janowak, you name it, they were there, bringing him down for no gain. Second down, 10 to go for the Trojans at midfield.
Design quarterback run. It's a delayed draw, but in the meantime, he's got his back to the defense and letting both running backs go by him. And as the second one goes by, he just turns around and heads up the middle, hoping that there's a gap of some kind. Risky play because you can't see what the defense is doing, and it went for no gain.
Delayed handoff to Spangler around the right end, has room to run, cuts back inside, and brought down barely. With Janowak grabbing that jersey across the first down marker down to the 37-yard line, a 13-yard gain for Spangler, but that could have been a lot more.
Wyatt Janowak, 6'4", 255, moves pretty good for a big guy. Obviously showed off those good hands here just a couple minutes ago in the end zone, Clark. But Wyatt Janowak makes a big tackle there. But Spangler finally showing some of that speed we wanted to see.
As a Papineau run, he breaks free of two tackles, still on his feet, down to the 20-yard line after a 18-yard gain brought down by Kenton Bowerman in the secondary. And another first down, Central Lake, not dead yet.
No, Kenton Bowerman's not on the field, guys. That's Cole Rumzik who makes that tackle there in the secondary. That was a big tackle there. Papineau, when he gets through that defensive line, he's not looking to run around people. He's running through people, and it took three Deckerville secondary players to bring it down before Cole Rumzik's finally able to do so.
It's a handoff to Spangler coming around the left end. Has open space, dragging his defender. That'd be Ostrowski inside the 10 and finally brought down at the 8. It's a 12-yard gain for Spangler and the Trojans. It's first and goal inside the 10.
Powerful run there around the left side from Spangler. And this time doesn't do anything fancy, but he's able to run through Ostrowski. And Ostrowski goes for a ride and eventually does make the tackle, but not until there's a big gain.
First and goal from the 8-yard line. Handoff up the middle to Papineau. Has a little bit across the 5 and tackled forward down to about the 3-yard line. Wyatt Janowak on the tackle. Second down, goal to go after a 6-yard gain. Actually, 5-yard gain. Second and goal to go from the 3.
Grant Papineau with a powerful run there up the middle. Is able to maneuver his way for a couple yards. Deckerville able with led by Wyatt Janowak and company able to pull him down short of the end zone.
Mortensen gets the snap, hands it to Papineau. He's stopped at the line of scrimmage. Nothing going there. Leading the way, that would be number 52, Curtis Vogel, out of the linebacking corps. Saw that one coming. No gain on the play. Third down, goal to go from the 2.5.
Chase Patello in the area as well. Diving to the middle, just trying to throw as many bodies in the way as they possibly can. As we roll under 30 seconds left in the third quarter, third down and goal from the 2-yard line. Four down territory for Central Lake. We'll see if Deckerville's defense can make a big goal line stand.
18 seconds left in this third quarter. Mortensen hands it off to Spangler, and is he in? He touchdown Central Lake with 11 seconds left in the third quarter. Central Lake with their second score of the quarter, bringing it back within 4 points, 30-26 with a two-point conversion still upcoming.
Two-point conversion is very important here. It gets them back into a two-point situation. Central Lake has been about 50-50 here today. Big one here for them, which means it's obviously a huge one for Deckerville defense. Spangler on that touchdown run just takes it off the right tackle and powers his way into the end zone.
And we have a flag coming from the backfield. And this should be a false start. Yes, it is, against Central Lake. So instead of starting from the 3, they're going to have to do this from the 5. So first, a two-point conversion starting at the 8-yard line.
Should be about the 7-yard line, I believe, right?
Eight.
Yes, yeah, yep. So you're right. So 8 yards, that's completely changed the game plan here. In my opinion, we've only seen two passes. One went for 40 yards and a touchdown. I'm not sure if they can run the two-point conversion in on this Duckerville defense from 8 yards away. Got to think there's got to be some kind of play-action pass, some sort of a favorite receiver they like to throw it up to in a one-on-one situation. We'll see what Central Lake dials up.
Hoeksma center now with Clark being out due to injury in the second quarter. Same formation, rolling to his right, play action, passes back to his left, and this one was thrown to no one. Papineau on a different page, two-point conversion, no good. And that four-point lead for the Duckerville Eagles holds true yet again. 30-26 with 11 seconds left in the third quarter right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Here's a word combination you don't often hear. Car dealer, Christmas spirit, and free. But they come together at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring for the Thumbs Christmas season kickoff. Now through Saturday afternoon, each dollar and non-perishable food item you bring gets you two chances to win one of 11 fully decorated donated Christmas trees and unique Christmas wreaths displayed in the Moore showroom. The food goes to a food pantry, not the salesman. Bring your kids to the free Frosty Workshop, the Moore Showroom for Christmas crafts, cookie decorating, and more. 7th Annual Lighted Christmas Parade at 6 p.m. Saturday starts at M25 in front of Moore Shoreline. Merry Christmas Parade Day from Sebring and Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
Seconds remain in this third quarter, and we've seen three drives and three touchdowns between the two teams. Central Lakes had an 11-play, 62-yard drive, covering 3 minutes and 42 seconds off the clock. A two-point conversion fails, 30-26. Duckerville by 4 points. Ostrowski brings it into the 30-yard line, runs to the far sideline, going and finally tackled out of bounds at the 37-yard line. Brought down by Dylan Michael with 2 seconds left in this first, in this third quarter. Duckerville will get one chance before the fourth quarter has come upon us.
2 seconds left to go in the third quarter. They'll get one playoff. This drive going to start at their own 37-yard line. Probably the worst field position they've had all day, which isn't that bad. But
they had a 35-yard, and they scored on that one.
Yes. Do want to point out Kent Bowerman was playing defense on that series, but Cole Rumzik going to be in the backfield here to start this drive.
And it's a handoff up the middle to Hanley. Breaking free of two tackles and falling forward across the 40 out to the 44-yard line, brought down by Spangler after a 7-yard gain. And onto the fourth quarter are the Duckerville Eagles leading by 4 points, 30-26, right here on the WLAW Sports Network in the Division I 8-player state championship from Marquette, Michigan. Right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
Apse Funeral Home of Duckerville has helped area families to connect and to honor and remember loved ones for almost four decades. Services include many opportunities for families to learn, share, and remember. They offer both free advanced planning guidance and 24/7 online grief support. Their website features a straightforward discussion of cremation and burial options and a frank look at bait and switch cremation price advertising. Apse Funeral Home of Duckerville proudly supports the entire community and wishes the Duckerville Eagles the best of luck in today's championship game. If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
And on to the final act. 12 minutes remain between the Central Lake and Duckerville Eagles. both vying for that state championship hardware in Division I of eight-player football. We're here in the world's largest wooden dome structure, the Superior Dome.